This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening. We're here every Friday doing some education, making people smart, as Ed would say, smarter, betterer, more awesomer.
There you go. That's the combination right there.
So Tim Wildman here with Kendra White and J.J. Jasper. We thank you for listening again, as we always do. We go back to the phones now, where Tony is in Jacksonville, Florida, and has been waiting patiently. You still there, Brother Tony?
Yes, I am. Yeah,
all right,
I am.
Edumacate us, Tony. Yeah, what question you got for us today?
Well, yeah, before I say that, I just want to say that I'm driving on my birthday here on a birthday trip. My wife, Tammy, is telling me, I don't know where I'm going, but it's a surprise.
Well, you need to open your eyes.
I'm 95. I have no idea where I'm going right now, but I know we decided to dial in, and we got on, so we're very happy. So thank you so much.
Well, happy birthday.
Tony, this is like a triple crown here. Yeah. You're going on a birthday adventure. You don't even know where. It's your birthday, and you got on. There's people that have tried for years to get on Trivia Friday, so have fun. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to make it easy on you guys, and I'm going to do a true and false. And the word golf is actually an acronym, which stands for Gentlemen Only, Ladies Forbidden. True or false?
I'm going to say false. That's got to be made up by men.
Tim's going to know because he's a...
I've never heard that before. And even if I had, I wouldn't say it out loud.
I'm going to say true because, you know, starting over in Scotland or wherever, and that could have been, you know, this is a men's sport and we just want to...
It was started by shepherds over there in Scotland.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I'm not kidding about that.
The little boys that get the treehouse club and say no girls
allowed.
Know, allowed. So maybe
E-man,
these
women hater club.
Yeah, maybe these.
I don't know.
I'm gonna go true.
And what about
Kendra
it, Tony?
Says
I'm
false.
Saying false.
I'm gonna say false too.
Fortunately or unfortunately, that is a false statement. And thank goodness.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean?
Well, I was just trying to hedge our bets there and cover all the things.
Unfortunately,
yes.
Anyway, all right, Tony. Thank you.
And happy birthday again.
Happy birthday. Have a great time.
Tim, knowing the origins of golf in shepherds, that's
I know.
That's
yeah, I mean, it does go back to Scotland.
Wow.
Golf does. And
is that where the cute little golf shirts
that's what I was told, that they were bored shepherds, and they came up with this game. That game, and originally maybe
it was, their staffs. Their,
it was a
their,
pebble at first, which became a ball, and they used their, yeah.
I've heard it goes all the way back to Bible times. I mean, David was trying to hit those bears right in the head with the golf balls, just conking them out, right?
You might want to go back and read that story again there. Kendra, I don't think it has.
He was swinging them. Sorry, slinging them.
Smooth stones. Yeah, it was target practice, no doubt about that. I think it was more like archery or something like that. Anyway, Tim, I'm Tim with Kendra and JJ, and we thank you for listening. We're going to reset our questions.
Okay.
Lady and gentlemen, if you've already got two, no need to add a third, okay?
I have two remaining. Okay first off, let's see. Oh, no. I have one remaining. Which Old Testament author wrote five books of the Bible, and which New Testament author wrote five books of the Bible? And I guess I'll add one since I only had one. What is the number one item that Walmart sells every day? Item that Walmart sells.
Here's what I've got. Which character on SpongeBob SquarePants is always trying to steal the secret Krusty Krab recipe?
Yeah.
Second question, what two slang names for oil are mentioned in the Beverly Hillbillies theme song?
Mm-hmm.
What two slang names for oil are mentioned in the Beverly Hillbillies theme song?
All right, here are my two questions. Number one, in what state will you find people known as youpers?
Mm.
There's a state that people live and they're known as youpers. Like
I can't wait to hear that.
Like the Cajuns in Louisiana, like the Hoosiers
in Indiana.
hillbillies, whatever. Mm. You know, you go to different parts of the country, mm-hmm. you have different. But these people are known as Youpers, and it has to do with where they live,
mm-hmm.
that name.
That gives you a little hint.
Yeah, it has to do with where they live. So the second question I have, if you have fruit at home and you want to ripen it mm-hmm. quickly, this is a trick you can use. Hmm. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Practical help for today.
Yeah, let's go to the phones, Kendra.
All right, let's go to Gary from Texas. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you doing?
Wonderful. Thanks for calling in today. How long have you been listening to the show?
Well, actually, this is the first time I've ever listened. A friend of mine listens to AFR all the time, and I was riding with him the other day, and I said, I'm going to download the app and start listening. So,
Well, thank you, Gary.
Well, it can be done. First-time listeners, first-time callers, you got on quick. Good job.
Yeah. Where do you live, Gary?
I'm in Warren, Texas, which is about an hour and a half northeast of Houston. Northeast of Houston.
Toward where Texas A&M is?
No, I'm not an A&M fan. I don't like to talk about that. But,
oh, okay.
We're probably an hour, about 2 hours north of Galveston, straight north. Pretty much.
I got you. Well, listen, ask, answer, or both on the trivia questions.
Well, I'm going to answer one, and I guess I could ask you one. I'm trying to been thinking of something while I was driving, okay. but I can answer the one about the Old Testament, New Testament author.
Okay, Gary. Good. Which Old Testament author wrote 5 books of the Bible, and which New Testament author wrote 5 books of the Bible?
Okay, I believe the Old Testament was Moses, and was it Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy?
That is correct.
Okay, and then the New Testament would be the Apostle John, and he wrote the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and Revelation.
That is all correct. Right. Oh. It is your lucky day,
wait,
Gary.
Gary just found out about AFR. He got through, which people say they've tried for 5, 6, 7
yes.
years. And do you know what that cowbell means, Gary?
Well, I heard y'all talk about a hat or something.
Yeah, you won that was the mystery question. You landed on it, answered correctly. You won a really nice AFR ball cap. These are really good looking.
Wow, that's exciting. Thanks a lot.
Gary, hang on when we get through with this conversation and so Cindy can get your address. So we'll put this.
Okay. And the moral of the story is tell your friends about AFR.
Well, then one other thing, Gary, since you got turned on to AFR, got through, got the cap, would you mind going down to the corner convenience store and buying me a scratch-off lottery ticket? And I'll send you the money. Just go ahead and get that
you
for me
pick it out.
While you're on a streak.
I mean, I don't usually win those kinds of things. This was kind of a first for me, too. So.
Well, and I don't either. I'm just, of course, being facetious. Yeah. Hey, do you have a question you said for us, Gary?
Yeah, I was thinking of it while I was driving. Since I'm in Texas, we got a ton of lakes. There's a lot of fishing and stuff down here. And I was thinking there's a – I don't know how many people know that Toledo Bend's like the largest freshwater lake that borders Texas, but do you happen to know? I guess I'll give you like a two-part. Can I give you a two-part question?
Yeah.
What is the largest freshwater lake that is entirely in Texas? And then what lake holds the state record for the largest bass in Texas?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Would the largest freshwater lake be one of those – reservoirs up around Dallas?
It is a reservoir, but it's not around Dallas.
Okay.
It's actually close to where I'm at. So
okay. Okay. It's a reservoir, though. Wow. I don't know. What tell us what it is.
Named after a famous person. It's Lake Sam Rayburn Reservoir.
Okay. Oh, Sam Rayburn. Yeah. Very familiar with.
Boy, he made his mark in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
State record bass was caught at a different lake. It's a really popular lake. Number one lake in Texas.
Oh, gosh. JJ?
I couldn't tell you.
Let me narrow it down. Are there any red-bellied piranhas in that lake?
I think that's the second most caught fish of that lake.
So. Come here, you little red-bellied piranha.
Yeah, you have a dog whistle just to call them up. We're stumped. What's the answer? And I love bass fishing.
It's Lake Fork. It's up north of Tyler, Texas. So.
Wow.
All right, I got to know if it's a 14-pounder, 15-pounder. What was the record?
Good night.
I think the state record was 21, I believe. I don't know exactly. I just know it was somewhere around that.
Oh.
21-pound bass. That would like, oh. You could like tow a boat with that fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Wow. Well, that's why it's a record.
If they caught it in a kayak, it probably towed them anyway. So
wow.
They did catch it in a kayak?
No, I don't know that.
They might have tied a kayak on the line and used that as a lure. 21-pound bass. Wow.
Hey, one other question. Gary, was anybody really there to see that fish?
I don't know. You got some
evidence?
They're supposed to catch him and weigh him and turn him in, you know. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Gary, now while Tim got this started, this guy talked about catching a one-eyed fish and was just going on and on about the size of it. And he said, you're trying to tell me you caught a one-eyed fish? He said, you didn't let me finish. I thought it was a one-eyed fish until I walked around to the other side.
Hey, thank you, Gary.
Stay on the line so we can get your address and send you that cap. Boy, there's a whole lot of things happening at once for him. That's pretty good.
You know, my grandchildren are just beginning to get into fishing, and especially for something to do in the summertime, you know.
They'll get hooked. You like what I did there?
Yes, I did that. And there's just nothing like when a kid, because all of us remember it, the first couple times you go fishing and you have that rod and reel by yourself, and you catch one, you really, I mean, that's
you got that brim on the line and the rod is bent and your eyes are as big as silver dollars. And you're like,
bass or a catfish or anything. Yes. You catch a pretty nice sized fish by yourself.
Right.
Like you said, then that adrenaline starts going and you're just like, get it off the hook and you're going, let's go again.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Look, my husband took me fishing when we were, I think, dating. And I was getting frustrated, just, you know, casting out there. Right. Nothing's happening. I'm not putting him in the right spot. He told me, well, we're going to do what's called team fishing.
Okay.
Team fishing. He said, I do the casting. You do the pulling in, because he knew right where they were hitting. So
he still, to this day,
gives me trouble because me and my husband, we go team fishing.
Yeah.
Nobody else knows about team fishing.
Right.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on AFR. Who's next?
Okay. Kendra? We're going to Stan. Stan, tell us where you're calling from.
Calling from near Fayetteville.
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Awesome.
Pretty country.
Well, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to?
Jay, I saw you up here. Saw JJ up here several years ago in the Rogers Bentonville area.
Yeah.
Speaking to the volunteers a long time ago.
Amen. Yeah, there's good folks up there in Walmart country.
Who was he speaking to?
Yes. Sorry?
You said JJ came up to speak to somebody.
The group of volunteers that were taking care of the transmitter out here on one of the hilltops.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, that the AFR transmitter is what Stan's talking about here.
Good folks there, and that's some great area. We do appreciate those volunteers. We have those all over the country. Hey, Stan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Let's try to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
Mm-hmm.
Tim's question about the Youpers.
Here we go.
Okay, we're about to educate a lot of people.
I'm good.
Because Stan's going to answer this question. Stan, the question I have is, in what state will you find people known as Youpers? Stan?
That would be Michigan from the Upper Peninsula.
That's right.
Hey, nicely done.
The Uppers, the Oopers.
How did you know that?
How did an Arkansas boy know that?
I've spent a lot of time in the Milwaukee area going to medical imaging repair schools, so I got to meet a lot of Youpers in the time and time around Lake Michigan. So
now, where did they get that nickname? And is it a term of endearment or a little bit of a dig?
Like a poke, yeah.
It could have been a little bit of both, I guess.
Yeah,
kind of like hillbillies
or Hoosiers.
I don't think they take offense to it. Now, I've never been to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, although it's somewhere I really, really want to go to, because they say it's beautiful to go around the lake and so forth. And I want to go to Mackinac Island. I've mentioned that before, so that's the place I want to go. My wife and I, Allison. But the Upper Peninsula is a part of Michigan that. You know, you think of Michigan, you think about the hand, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But there's a part of Michigan called the Upper Peninsula that's attached to Canada and Wisconsin, isn't it?
Wisconsin, yeah. It comes off of Wisconsin.
I want to say it's on the Canadian border.
But Michigan claims it? Do you have to take
part of Michigan. It's like the Florida Keys or something.
Yeah.
It's an attachment to – but anyway, but the people who live there, who are natives to the area, they base this on Upper Peninsula.
Okay.
And so Upper Peninsula, you call them Upers.
Upers.
Get it? Upper Peninsula?
Uppers, yeah.
Upers.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah, Upers. Anyway, Y-O-O-P-E-R-S is how they say it. But, yeah, Upers. So anyway, that's interesting, Stan. How you knew you went to Milwaukee and that you met a bunch of those folks.
Now, did you have a question for us, Dan?
Well, it could be related to the Upers. The other case would be, what do you call the people from the hand part of
Michigan? You call them Michiganders, right?
Well, I've heard them called Lopers.
Lower Michigan.
Opposed to Upers.
Lower
Michigan and Upper Michigan.
The Upper Peninsula, the Upers call them trolls.
Do they really?
Yeah, because they said they live under the bridge. The bridge to
right.
the Upper Peninsula, that's they live funny. Under that.
Bridge.
Get it?
Okay. Yeah.
It's not really a diss. It's just call them trolls. Trolls live under the bridge. Maybe it is a diss. I don't know. But anyway.
Well, hey, nicely done there, Stan. What's your question for us?
Well, living here near Fayetteville in the University of Arkansas, which are known as the Razorbacks, but before they were called the Razorbacks, what were they called?
I'll take this one. Mm. A lot of people don't know this. They were called the Red-Bellied Piranhas. And instead of like having a cheese on their head like they did in Green Bay, they'd have these big old, like the Billy Bob teeth, but they look like razors.
Piranhas. And fans would just start barking.
They'd start barking, barking when there'd be a touchdown.
Right, but you don't want a bunch of those people drinking. You know what I'm saying?
For every reason.
But not a very good family.
No, we don't know. Do you guys know the Mm-mm. answer? We don't know.
What were they called before they called Razorbacks?
Razorback. Boy, I tell you, Razorback.
The Arkansas Razorbacks, that's been forever.
Pretty popular.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that came about in about 1910 after they beat LSU, and the coach gave them the name Razorbacks that they played like a bunch of wild Razorback hogs. But before that, when the school was founded in 1894, they were actually called the Cardinals.
Really?
Wow.
And thus the Cardinal Red.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Red.
Yeah. I like Razorbacks better for Arkansas because that's more ferocious, you know.
There you go.
Than a Cardinal. Cardinal is okay for baseball. But.
And everybody tweeting, you sound like that obnoxious guy from Vanderbilt that was whistling, driving everybody crazy. You don't need a bunch of fans whistling. That suey, that's got a real ring to it.
Yeah, I don't know about the pig suey thing. I've heard it forever.
The Mississippi State.
I know. I'd ring a cowbell for it. So anyway, all right, Stan. Thank you
so
much,
buddy.
Brother Stan. They're calling in asking about the history of the Arkansas Razorback game.
It's crazy how one little thing will stick. Did he say the LSU coach gave him that?
I guess he said back in 1918 or something like that, right?
They played like a bunch of Razorback wild hogs.
Yeah.
It stuck.
It goes way back. Well, let's go to our next caller. We have Skip. Tell us where you're calling from.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From Duncan, Oklahoma.
Duncan,
thank
Oklahoma.
You, Skip.
Hey, we love y'all's donuts. I'll go on and say right here, we love your donuts and the coffee. So many people are buying bags of it now. So that coffee is about the best you can get there.
All right, Brother Skip, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Well, first I want to tell you that I guess I kind of fall in line with that other fella for a first-time caller. And
wow.
First-time caller and the first time ever trying to call it.
Wow, Skip.
Wow, okay.
Lightning does strike twice.
In one show.
I've been listening for quite a while, but it's first time trying to call.
Wow.
Made it right in.
Hey, we're glad
you got
through.
Skip, for calling and appreciate you listening. And please pass the word there in your area.
Yeah,
a lot of people find out about AFR by
word
somebody telling them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to ask?
It's a good little part of the show too. I like this part
good.
Of the.
Well, thank you.
The weekly program type deal.
Well,
yeah, I'm gonna answer and I'm gonna ask, but I don't know the answer of the one I'm going to ask.
Maybe we'll be able to help you out there.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
Put all our heads together. Hey, what question do you feel pretty good about?
The one about the fruit.
Okay, the question that Skip's going to answer is this. What is the quickest way to ripen fruit at home? It's a trick. What do you do, Skip?
Well, you put it in a paper bag or a cloth bag.
That's right. Is
JJ
that what JJ
had it
said?
Written.
I got it. The old school, they said put it on a windowsill, but they said better to put it in a brown paper bag, and you can just put it under the sink or whatever.
Tell us the why.
Ripens quick.
Do you know why that happened, Skip?
Yeah, I can't think of the name of the gas that the fruit puts off, but it's the gas that ripens the fruit, and a paper sack allows the fruit to breathe, plus maintain and retain that gas that the fruit puts out.
That's right. The kind of gas that the fruit puts out is ethylene.
Yeah, yeah.
It's which is naturally released by the fruits, and you're right. And if you put the fruit in the paper bag, it'll ripen pretty quick because it's Skip said, it's maintaining the gas it needs to ripen.
Now, a lot of the trucks that deliver also have that gas to regulate it. I know my co-host at Hannah's Heart and her husband has Cockrell Banana, which if you live in the area, they supply a lot of the local restaurants here with fruits and vegetables. And so he told me the whole process that they have a truck that they can just, flip a switch and it's like, whoop, okay, you're right now. It is fascinating.
It puts that kind of gas into the truck. It ripens the...
Right before delivery, so they can basically control it. If you're a couple days late on a delivery or you have to, they have a way to just really manage
that. Tell me I'm not crazy here, but also when you put fruit, certain kinds of fruit in the refrigerator, don't they ripen quicker? I mean, don't they get, like bananas, don't they get browner quicker just in the fridge? I know like peaches and nectarines, they seem to get softer quicker in the fridge than they do just sitting on the counter.
Depends on what
somebody
heavy
needs
thing
to do this as a test at
yeah,
home.
Right?
Not a test. Do this homework. On your doctorate.
There
this
you go.
This needs
there
to
you
be
go.
Your thesis.
Anyways, maybe it's just a – maybe Skip. I just think that happens. But anyway, go ahead, Skip.
What's
we're running out of time.
What's buddy?
I think refrigerating them really ruins them.
Okay, well, there you go. But in order to ruin them, you got to bypass ripeness, right?
Well, I don't know what, but no. It just,
Yeah, there's that hour. There's that hour or two you can get them out when they've ripened because of the refrigerator, because I'm right about this.
Yeah, yeah, you can cool them down, but you don't want to leave them in there any length of time. It's but what I wanted to ask is... why are there no female angels in heaven? Why are all the angels in heaven male?
Why are all the angels
in
heaven?
All the ones mentioned, Gabriel.
I know this is a little bit of a riddle. There's that thing where it says it's going to be a quiet.
Uh-huh.
There's
this
thing where everything was completely quiet in heaven. And so there's that riddle that said that shows you there's not going to be any female.
Hey, Skip, do you have an answer to that? Or you just gonna, we got to go.
Okay, have a good time.
Hey,
a good
was
day.
That it?
He doesn't know
is the
answer.
Is that the answer? Oh, yeah,
I just know there.
I heard a riddle that had that on there.
I know there have been denominations formed because of that. Churches have divided over that.
That
or sadly.
And the color of carpet.
All right, what do you got? You got anything on answer?
Bananas is the number one item from Walmart every day.
Two really? Slang names for oil. Go.
Crude. Up from the ground came a bubbling.
Bubbling crude. Texas oil. Texas
black gold, Texas tea.
Texas tea.
And then what character on SpongeBob?
Plankton.
Plankton.
Plankton. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio, and we'll see you back here on Monday.